I introduced this legislation because I heard increasingly people tell me there's a lack of access to the great outdoors. Sounds incredible, even in a state like North Dakota, where we have extraordinary amount of outdoors. But over the last several years, the intensity of the conflict between those who want to be out on the land and those who have the land has increased even in a state like North Dakota. In our state, this has become a matter of more and more heated debate because there are so many people who want to enjoy the great outdoors. Increasingly, land is closed off to them. We see that all across the country. What does Open Fields do about it? It provides a voluntary, incentive-based program based on what the states already do. It says, states, if you've got a program out there that's voluntary for the landowner, that provides an incentive to the landowner to open up his fields, then we're going to support you. I am excited about it. I tell you, I'm now my 18th year in the Senate, I have never gotten a stronger, more positive reaction to legislation I've introduced into this bill. We've got 19 sponsors in the Senate. Mike DeWine called the other day and asked to have his name added to the list of co-sponsors. It's totally bipartisan. It's totally bicameral. I think we have 18 sponsors in the House. Sportsmen's Caucus chairs in both bodies are on this bill in both the House and the Senate. And over here are the organizations supporting Open Fields. It is the most remarkable cross-section that I've ever seen behind a bill. And we got everybody here from the NRA to Pheasants Forever and everything in between.